Thank you, Mr. President, for giving us the floor. We wish to start by expressing our appreciation to the Swiss presidency of the CCM for organizing the second preparatory meeting of the second review conference of this important humanitarian and disarmament instrument. We commend you, Mr. President, the coordinating committee, the ICU, as well as other stakeholders, for having put together the drafts of the different working documents for the review conference, with a special focus on the drafts of the Lausanne Action Plan, the elements for the political declaration, and the review document. Mr. President, on the draft of the Lausanne Action Plan, which builds up on the Dubrovnik Action Plan in particular, we welcome the innovation therein on the insertion of clear indicators of various actions, which will assist in measuring progress, identify challenges, loopholes, hindrances, drawbacks, and thus in the conception of best course of action and the strategies to address them for the sake of improvement in the implementation of the Convention. It is our understanding that the draft of the Lausanne Action Plan is straightforward, user-friendly, result-oriented, which will contribute in the implementation of the different actions and assist implementers. Meanwhile, the draft as a whole requires harmonization in some aspects. It is the case of the targeted groups of persons like victims, survivors, their families, and communities. As a matter of fact, in some passages, reference is made on to victims of cluster munitions. In others, survivors are referred to, and finally, other passages are the families and the communities. On the other side, the text should clarify that the bullets and actions are indicators. Alternatively, the text should draw from Oslo Action Plan of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, which features a table with actions and corresponding indicators for ease of reference. As for other specific inputs, we will pronounce ourselves as we go section by section. Thank you, Mr. President.